This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sisters, a few nights ago, subhanAllah, we spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is all-encompassing, how His mercy is all-encompassing despite all of our shortcomings. And here we are now, we are at the 28th night of Ramadan, just a few moments away from when Eid will come, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this Ramadan from us. Allahumma ameen. Now we look at, this is the time where we start to reevaluate and we start to look at the way that our Ramadan has gone. And it's very easy to become discouraged and to look back and to say, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Ramadan from me when I had such high expectations, but I came into it and I did not pray as much as I wanted to pray. I still did not ditch all of the bad habits that I wanted to ditch. I still have so much that is soiling my record, which will harm me on the Day of Judgment. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Ramadan from me? And what can I do to salvage it? And you could do one of two things. You could either be amongst those people who are trying to use the last moments of Ramadan to cover for the entire month of Ramadan, or you could be amongst those people that say, maybe next year. Maybe I'll figure it out next year. Inshallah, I'll live to see another Ramadan, and I'll figure it out next year. I'll do better next Ramadan. And subhanAllah, I want you to recognize that Allah gives you an opportunity to salvage your entire month of Ramadan now. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to you with two words. All you have to do is say, Astaghfirullah. I seek forgiveness from Allah. How can that salvage your entire month of Ramadan? There are two reasons why we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is for ma'asi and the other one is for taqsir. Ma'asi are acts of disobedience, and that's the more common form of istighfar. We ask Allah to forgive us when we commit a sin. We ask Allah to forgive us when we recognize that we have a bad characteristic, a destructive flaw that's hindering our pursuit of Jannah, and even more so, our pursuit of His pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ma'asi part. Those are the acts of disobedience. But when it comes to taqsir, not doing enough, feeling a sense of deficiency, Ya Allah, You've given me so much and I've done so little in return. You've given me so many opportunities and I've failed to avail those opportunities so many times in my life. You've given me such privilege that I don't have to worry about the things that many other people have to worry about that would distract them from their pursuit of the hereafter because they are so, you know, pinned down by the concerns of this world. You've given me so much, Ya Allah, and I haven't done enough. And I know I haven't done enough. Here's the reason why we can have hope, and here's why those two words can salvage your entire Ramadan. When you finish your salah, what's the first thing you say? Astaghfirullah. You say, I seek forgiveness from Allah. And Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said something very beautiful. He said, it is almost impossible for a person to have a heart that is present in its salah the entire time. It's inevitable that we're going to have deficiencies in our salah. When you meet, unless you are the Prophet ﷺ and the Salaf and amongst those pious predecessors that we read about, and subhanAllah, even them, most people, the vast majority, over 99% of the ummah, dare I say, will fall into that category where you will inevitably have deficiency in your salah. And Allah is merciful enough on the Day of Judgment to patch up your salah, to bring your voluntary prayers and to patch up those deficiencies. But He says, rahimahullah, that it's inevitable that some moments of your prayer will escape you and your heart will become absent at some moments of those prayer. But if you were sincere at the end of your salah when you said, Astaghfirullah, 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 that will cover all of those deficiencies instantaneously. It's as if you never missed a moment in your salah. That's why the Prophet ﷺ taught us right after our prayer to say, Astaghfirullah. I seek forgiveness from Allah. That's why the Prophet ﷺ was noted to say in one gathering over 70 or 100 times, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh my Lord, forgive me and have mercy on me. You are the acceptor of repentance and You are the one who is immensely merciful. It's why the Prophet ﷺ immersed himself in istighfar. Now, how can we have the audacious claim that our entire Ramadan can be overlooked with those two words? I tell you why. As we are reading today, many, many, many verses that speak about the moment that you meet Allah and you receive your book, and we ask Allah to make us from Ashab al-Yameen, the people who receive their books in their right hand. Allahumma ameen. On that day, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mu'min, the believer, will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and 99 scrolls of sins will be spread before his eyes, each one reaching the end of his eyesight. This is the mu'min. This is the believer. This is not a fajr or a fasiq or a kafir or a munafiq. Not a hypocrite or a disbeliever or a wicked human being. A believer. 99 scrolls of sins are laid before his eyes. And each one of them is to the end of his eyesight. And Allah tells you, اقرأ كتابك. Read your book. And you start to read your sins. Ya Rabb, I did this and this and I did this and this and I did this and this. And a person's color would change out of the fear of doom until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops you and asks you, what? Did you seek forgiveness for those sins? Did you seek forgiveness for those sins? If you say yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to turn those sins into good deeds. Until the person would say, Ya Allah, there are some sins I committed that the angel forgot to write down, that are not present in this book, because he sees the mercy of Allah converting his sins into good deeds. Now here is the catch of all of this, or here is the lesson we can take from all of this. Those are istighfar for ma'asi or taqsir. Is that istighfar for ma'asi or taqsir? For sins or for falling short with a good deed? Are those sins for ma'asi or taqsir? Which one? For sins, for ma'asi. If Allah is willing to convert your sins into good deeds for istighfar, imagine what Allah is willing to do with your deficient good deeds with istighfar. If Allah is willing to take your lying and your backbiting and your moments of heedlessness and turn them into moments of dhikr and proofs for you on the Day of Judgment, imagine what Allah is willing to do with a deficient salah or a deficient Ramadan or a deficient hajj or a deficient charity if you sought forgiveness with that act. Can you imagine the mercy of our Lord? Alhamdulillah. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said, Wallahi law khayyirt bayna an yuhasibani Allah aw yuhasibani waliday lakhtartu an yuhasibani Allah. He said, I swear by Allah, if I was to have the choice between being held accountable on the Day of Judgment by my parents or by Allah, I would choose that Allah holds me accountable instead, because Allah is more merciful to me than my parents. When you face your parents and you present a good deed, you try to do something good for your parents, but you fell short, how do your parents react? They overlook it. They still love you. Imagine you did something nice for your parents. I mean, subhanAllah, in this day and age, parents would love to be paid attention to even for a moment in the times that we live in now. You present something to your parents, even if they're not that great, even if they're not the best parents in the world. You tried to do something good. You presented a greeting card to your parents, but the handwriting was messy. Is your mother going to throw it at you and say, go fix your handwriting? Does it even matter? No. Because your mother will recognize that you were trying to do something nice for her. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. All we have to do is say, Astaghfirullah. May Allah forgive us, and may Allah overlook our shortcomings and our deficiencies for this Ramadan. And we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah loves to forgive, and we ask Him to forgive us, and we know that His mercy is that encompassing, that with the words, Astaghfirullah, if they are sincere, all of our shortcomings this Ramadan will disappear. We ask Allah to forgive us and to accept all of our ibadat, all of our tilawa, all of our salah, all of our siyam, everything that we've presented this Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.